Good afternoon, welcome to our meeting, it's 1:30 PM on March 5th, 2024. It's time to reconvene a regular meeting of the Snohomish County PUD Board of Commissioners. I'm Sid Logan, President of the Commission. To my right is Tony Olson, our Vice President. With us today is John Harlow, our CEO General Manager, Colin Willenbrock, our General Counsel, Allison Morrison, Clerk of the Board, Danny Rich, Deputy Clerk of the Board, and Morgan Stoltzner, Deputy Clerk of the Board. Commissioner Rebecca Wolf, our Secretary, is absent today. The written record will indicate others who are present. Please turn off or mute your cell phones or other electronic devices at this time. Copies of the agenda are located on the Deputy Clerk's table near the entrance. Commissioner, is there any item to be added or changed that we made to the public agenda?
I have no additions.
Thank you. Comments from the public is item two on today's agenda, and that's when the board will hear comments for items that are not listed on today's agenda. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes, and persons shall be recognized to speak from the sign-up cards located on the Deputy Clerk's table near the entrance. If joining by Zoom, click raise hand, or dial *9 if by phone. Attendees will be called on to speak at the appropriate time. This meeting is being recorded. When addressing the board during the meeting, please get up to the podium, use the microphone, state and spell your name, and indicate where you're from. Please remain at the podium while you speak and address the commissioners and not the audience. If you have documents or other materials to enter into the record, hand them to the Deputy Clerk, who will distribute them to us. We appreciate your cooperation with our procedures. Please note that all motions receive an automatic silent second from the board. This ensures that all issues can be brought to the floor for discussion. So we'll begin with the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, next is item two, comments from the public. Are there any comments from the public on items not on today's agenda?
Excuse me, I'm looking online. Yes, we did.
Okay, next we'll move to item three, our consent agenda. 3A, the approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of February 20th, 2024, and the special meeting of February 23rd, 2024. 3B, bid awards, professional service contracts and amendments. And 3C, consideration of certification slash ratification and approval of district checks and vouchers. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Is there any comments from the public regarding the consent agenda?
There is not.
Okay, not seeing any online. Do you have any questions, Commissioner?
I do not.
I do not either. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye, all those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye, motion is carried unanimously. Next, item four, public hearing in action. 4A, consideration of a resolution amending the district's retail electric street lighting services rate schedule. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
I will now reconvene the public hearing. We have a presentation available. Commissioner Olson, do you need to see the presentation again?
I do not need to see the presentation again.
So if there's anyone in the audience, either virtually or in the room, if they'd like to see the presentation, please raise your hand. And I'm not seeing anyone online and nobody in the room. So are there any comments from the public regarding the resolution? Seeing any online. Commissioner, do you have any comments?
I have no comments.
I only have a comment, and that is, you know, I appreciate all the hard work the staff has put into this. I appreciate where we're going. All right, I will call for the vote. All those in favor, I will close the public hearing. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye, all those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries unanimously. Next is 4B, consideration of a resolution declaring certain property interest over a portion of the power line corridor property of the district's commonly known as the PNT right-of-way located in the city of Montlake Terrace, Snohomish County, Washington, to be surplus and authorizing the manager of real estate services to execute a recreational trail easement in favor of the city of Montlake Terrace. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Okay, I'll now now convene a public hearing.
We have Marine here to answer any questions.
Are there any comments from the public regarding the presentation or regarding the motion, resolution, sir? Not seeing any online or in the room. Commissioner, do you have any questions?
I have no comments. We've been briefed on this.
Yes, we have. I'll now close the public hearing and I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried unanimously. Next is 4C, consideration of a resolution declaring certain property interest over a portion of certain district real property, tax parcel number 31051800300600, situated in Snohomish County, Washington, to be surplus and authorizing granting of an easement in favor of Zayo Group LLC. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
I'll now convene a public hearing. Marine is also here to answer any questions or provide a presentation if needed. Are there any comments from the public regarding this resolution? Commissioner, do you have any comments?
I have no comments.
We're fairly briefed on this. I will close the public hearing and I will call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, item 5, our CEO General Manager report. Do you have a report for us, John?
I do. Just a couple items to go over. First, and Aaron Sweeney had touched on this morning, our outage communications team was awarded Chartwell's Bronze Outage Communication Award for our outage alert system. The team was recognized for developing an in-house solution that integrates Chartwell's best practices and meets our customers where they are. In the 2022-23 storm season, more than 60% of Snowflake customers experienced a power loss due to a series of intense winter storms. Staff and customers recognized that change was needed, and over the next year, Snowflake's outage alert team collaborated with workers across the utility to implement an in-house outage alert system. This required the product team to adapt to feedback from customers and implement iterative solutions that made the tool increasingly more meaningful to customers. Congratulations to Pam Haldy, Jeremy Babcock, and Brian Foley for leading this effort, and to many others for their support as the team continues to make significant improvements and being recognized for those improvements, both from this award as well as from our customers. Yesterday we held our in-person interview through the water AGM position, and I will be announcing that position and the candidate that was selected in the next day or two. And last, this is, and most importantly, this is Brant Wood's last commission meeting. 32 years of service. Brant will be missed. He has been a phenomenal mentor for me, and I know for many of the folks at the PUD, and he will be greatly missed. So just a congratulations to Brant.
I got it here.
I started as a summer student engineer, so
yeah.
I did 3 years,
okay.
And every spring break, winter break, I could. But it's been a great ride, great group of people that worked with for years. The people here are just incredible. I mean, it's really been my only career in my adult life, which is kind of weird, but it's a great place to work, and I really appreciate it.
As a student engineer and retiring as an assistant general manager, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Worked out good.
Yeah, and I'm kind of envious because I've been job hopping since I've been about 16.
Well, thank you so much for your service. Thank you so much for educating me as a new commissioner to understand the water system. I thought it was just Newtonian physics.
And that is it.
Okay. Any comments or questions for John, his report?
Oh, I have no further comments, unless you want me to get on a roll here.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, I will say that Outage Map, you know, I think we've won several awards for it. It keeps getting better, and it really is a fabulous piece of software. There's so few things that work so beautifully from a website on a phone or on a screen.
It's
really clever.
And it is so
cool. This gets better.
Our folks developed that.
Yeah, I know.
It's easy, and many utilities do it now to just, you know, have contract that work out. And it's again, it's just a testimony to the phenomenal people that we have, that we can build one, not just build one, but build a great one for our customers in-house. Yeah, super cool.
Yeah. All right, next is item six, commission business. Any reports, commissioners?
I have none.
Neither. Next, we have the commission events calendar 6B. Are there any changes to the events calendar? I got a device about to sleep. So you got to pull it. I don't have any additions. Do you have any additions?
I have nothing.
Okay. Next, we'll go to our January 2024 district performance dashboard. Any questions?
Give me a sec here. Got to enlarge the screen.
Sort of took a deep dive into all this last.
Yeah, we did.
Last meeting.
I have no question.
I have none either. So next, we'll move to 7, our governance planning calendar. Any changes to be made to the governance planning calendar? We have two items to be scheduled.
We've been talking about so many presentations lately. Could you refresh my memory on what the cap and invest consignment revenue allocation policy is? I think we talked about it. Oh, it has to do, okay, got it. When I saw you stand up, I got it.
That's good.
You just need to stand up on cue from now on.
Yeah. When I saw the body go up, I knew it was.
Right here.
You have no changes?
Oh, I have none now.
Is there any further business to come before the board today? Hearing none, it is now 1:43 p.m. and our meeting is adjourned.